entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 7:30 in our original It's Your Business series. Don't forget, our Ag Hour is at 10 o'clock. But in this hour, Jim Clark, Mr. Sculpture Walk in Sioux Falls, has a 10 o'clock news conference scheduled for today with an important announcement about the Sculpture Walk. And I suggested that we could help launch the announcement with his appearance in our 9 o'clock show. And let's bring in Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal, with the sign, seal, delivered story from Sunday. Jody, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Bill. Thank you. Yeah, things worked out pretty well, didn't they, for us to kick off your show?
Absolutely. And I've got Jim Clark on headphones this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about this. Jim, you have to be excited about this new proposed look for downtown Sioux Falls.
Very, very excited about it, Bill. Thanks for having me, Jody. Very nice article in the Argus yesterday. Couldn't have been
Thank
better.
You, Jim.
Yeah, and yes, we're launching the Arc of Dreams today. It's an exciting sculpture that will be the people's sculpture. It will represent the beauty, character, and spirit of everyone in the community. And it will recognize the dreamers of the past today that have made Sioux Falls such a wonderful community, and also those coming in the future that will make it even a better community. So we're very excited about it.
Jody, in putting the story to bed and in print on Sunday, what was your first thought when you saw this?
Well, the first thought when I thought was, what's that? I'll kind of tell you the background on this, Bill. So I don't know. I think it was sometime in May when it was just a passing conversation I was having, and somebody said the phrase Arc of Dreams, and I sort of, you know, wondered, okay, that must be something new. Then I heard it come up again. Somebody else I was talking to, so they had to go have a meeting on the Arc of Dreams. So by this point, I thought, all right, what is this thing? So then I was looking at a proposal for a future downtown development project in the same area there along the river where the Arc is going to go. And the Arc was shown in this image, and that's when I pointed to it. And I said, what is that? And so, okay, at that point, all of the dots were connected, and ultimately traced this to Jim and to Paul Schiller. But I just think it's going to dramatically change that look of downtown, really add to the riverfront. And as Jim said, I think in our column yesterday, I mean, this is an iconic piece for the city. There are other cities that have these large pieces of artwork, and you instantly connect the image with the community. And I think that's what we have the potential to do here in Sioux Falls with this Arc of Dreams. And what a fantastic theme, you know, for the business community. Certainly we can relate to that. There are so many dreamers in Sioux Falls who have created some really, really wonderful things for our community. And it's a great symbol of that and of the dreams and aspirations that are yet to come. So we're really excited about it.
Jim, when I look at that, I think of the St. Louis Arch, which is not over water, but on land near the mighty Mississippi.
It is. You know, it took 30 years to build that beautiful sculpture. Obviously much bigger than our Arc of Dreams. And you can't ride in our Arc of Dreams, but it's one to behold. And that sculpture represents the gateway to the West. And, you know, Minneapolis has the Spoon Bridge, which is the cherry on the spoon sculpture that everybody sees in their promotion materials. Chicago has the Cloud Gate, which is the bean sculpture. Wonderful, fun, nice, whimsical piece. But neither one of those represent the character and spirit of the community like the Arc will here in Sioux Falls.
$950,000 is what I see the target is to raise.
That's what we're looking for, yeah.
All right, before we get into that, where is this going to be located? Where is the proposed location?
It will be located north of 8th Street, south of 6th Street, just south of Sharapa Place, to just south of Raven Industries on the West Bank. So I think it's real close to downtown. That's one of the reasons why the site is perfect for this sculpture. Close to downtown, people can walk to it from the Falls also, and Fayetteville Park, Statue of David. It's historical. Sioux Falls started just across the river at Fort Dakota, and good observation points on both banks of the river from the 6th Street, 8th Street bridges, and also the walkway bridge underneath.
The donations. I noticed you got some business levels, but you want everybody to contribute to this so that they can say, I own that.
Yes, exactly. And everyone can participate. Everyone will be recognized, either with plaques or pavers, or lower than $250, they'll be recognized on our website. So everyone will be recognized for their donations.
All right. So if somebody is sitting out there this morning, whether they're a business or they're an individual, saying, you know, my family was here when, and we want it to be here after, how do they donate? Is there a website? How are they going to be able to contribute?
Well, they can contact me through the website. My number is 838-8102. But better than calling me, they should call 978-2002, which is the call center that will take the calls and then direct them to me, and then we'll get back to the donors. And it's pretty easy process. And the sculpture itself will be made out of stainless steel, will last forever, as will the pavers and the plaques recognizing the donors.
Jody, as you look at this, what's been the reaction from the story that you carried on Sunday?
Oh, just a huge reaction, Bill. It was our top story of the day yesterday. You know, thousands of people read it online, and we know certainly the Sunday print edition is our most widely read edition of the week. So I know we reached thousands more beyond that. But what I would like to see is people sharing the content, and we saw a huge amount of that. You know, people liking it on their Facebook pages, people retweeting it, and that's still going on this morning. So I think Jim and Paul had some pretty good feedback yesterday too, right, Jim?
Yes. Yes, very much so. Yes, it's good to see that. Good to hear that. It's reinforcing the project, and you know, it's been quite a journey over the last year, and it's full speed ahead to completion, which installation is scheduled for May of 2016.
Do you think every sporting event that goes nationwide has beauty shots? Is this going to be the beauty shot that they're going to remember most about Sioux Falls?
Well, it could be. You know, we're going to have some good photo ops spots around it, you know, we hope to sell souvenirs too, t-shirts, caps, pens, cups, that sort of thing, that people can keep, take home with them.
All right, target dates as to when they would start seeing something. How quick can the money be raised? How quick can the arc go up?
Well, the fundraising we hope to complete this year, but that's, you know, that's not a firm deadline. We can go into next year. The sculpture itself, the footing work, landscape work, will start in March, April of 2015 with the sculpture installed. We're hoping for the first week of May 2016.
It's the people's sculpture. It is being raised by private funding,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
And Jody, I can just see that as maybe on the front cover of the Business Journal, being something that you would use every week.
I don't know about every week. We try to vary it up a little bit, but absolutely. It's going to be one of the most photographed places in town, I think. So it's going to be so much fun to watch this all come together, and there's more good stuff ahead in that area of downtown, too. It's just going to be a perfect gateway for that newly redeveloping section of the core of our city that sees so much good momentum already. So it's great that there are people like this, like Jim, like Paul out there, who are willing to take these efforts on and to think big and to leave the city a better place. So looking forward to following it.
The Arc of Dreams fundraising campaign. Now, there will be a news conference at 10 today. You can expect that all our friends in the media will have coverage later in the day, and gives you a chance to think about how you can contribute and be a part of the Arc of Dreams for downtown Sioux Falls. Jim Clark, we appreciate you being with us. Always appreciate the sculpture walk. Jody, stick around. We'll talk about the cover story of the week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, Bill.
It's not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, East Sioux Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules. They just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24-7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
Nordstrom's Under the Hood. Thursday mornings 9 to 11. Kello. News Talk 1320 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. We launched the Arc of Dreams this morning with Jim Clark and our good friend Jody Schwann, the Sioux Falls Business Journal. Jody, that was a nice segment.
Thank you. Yeah, it worked out great. You know, you always are nice enough to send me a preview late in the week on what your show's going to be. And when I saw that, I sent you a note back right away and said, well, we might have a little more to talk about. Been working with those guys for a few weeks to get their story out there. And nothing better sometimes than a front page Sunday story to get people's attention. So we were glad to be able to do that for them and follow it up on the show.
All right. It is Monday, and we point to Wednesday, the cover story of the week. What is it this week?
We're moving on, right? So we're going to take a look, Bill, at some of our largest employers in financial services locally. These are some globally known companies, of course, but the workforces are changing as their industry just continues to evolve. So we're going to check in with all of those major players, Citi, Capital One, a growing presence in town, and they've got a big renovation project going on in their building. And then we're also going to touch base with Wells Fargo and with Premier Bank Card. You add all those jobs up together, they number into the thousands, well into the thousands. Overall, I can tell you that our financial services employment has rebounded pretty well. We kind of bottomed out in 2009-10. And we've now climbed back close to our peak financial employment, which was in 2007. We're within a few hundred jobs of being back at that peak level. But that does not necessarily mean that things are back to normal as it was. A lot of those positions and those roles are changing, and they continue to change. So we're going to look at the new workforce for financial services in Wednesday's cover story.
Very good. And, of course, that goes to print on Wednesday, online on Wednesday, and then you'll be back with the rest of the story on Friday.
Yes.
Jazz Fest reactions for the city of Sioux Falls.
Yeah, I got to confess, though, I was not in town over the weekend. So
what? That's un-American.
I missed it. I know. This always seems to happen to me that, you know, we have this peak time of about 10 days in July, and we have all kinds of visitor events going on in Sioux Falls, and I'm lucky if I catch half of them. So I didn't this year, but understand that the weather cooperated pretty well, so that's always the first key. And what's interesting to me about Jazz Fest, I mean, obviously, it's been this big tourist attraction locally, regionally even, for many years. But recently, the South Dakota Department of Tourism held a series of focus groups in other markets as far out as Chicago and Kansas City, and they said, what comes to mind when you think of South Dakota? Well, mostly in tourism, of course, they think of the western half of the state. For the first time ever this year, though, they mentioned Sioux Falls, and specifically, somebody in one of these groups mentioned Jazz Fest, and she had not even been to it, but said that she had just heard that the city had a really great Jazz Fest. So I thought that was pretty encouraging. I would like to be known for having a good jazz festival.
And, why not?
Yeah.
Makes so, Rob no Joyce doubt. And all the volunteers very, very happy.
Absolutely. You can get the word out as far out to Chicago. You're doing pretty well, I think. And, so I'm, you know, by all accounts, another very successful year for those guys. And it's great to see events like that just keep growing.
Other than the ARC this morning, another breaking story?
I was excited to share because I had a couple people bring it up to me over the weekend, so I think this is starting to make the rounds, but we just posted a link up on SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com to a New York Times story, really good story, and a profile of Daktronics. So the Times profiled that Brookings-based manufacturing company just within the last couple of days, and later on this week, on Saturday, Daktronics and the Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium are going to unveil the world's largest LED displays. So Daktronics has landed a number of these major contracts with big-time teams, and the New York Times took a closer look at the company and its success. So you can find that story at SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com.
Jody Swan, Sioux Falls Business Journal, will talk to you on Friday.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
You know, after the arc this morning, after Jody Schwann, there was only one person that could come in and light it up after that, and that's Ryan from Bros.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good to see you. You know, we've been a little busy with the Hot Harley Nights.
Right.
With Corvette Night, Crazy Days, Jazz Fest.
All that stuff.
All that good stuff. And you've lived in other parts of the country. It's nice to have those kind of family-like activities right here.
Absolutely. For sure. I mean, it brings a lot of people to downtown. I noticed this year Hot Harley Nights was, you know, just lots of people downtown. Same thing with Hot Summer Nights. Jazz Fest, we even got a little bit, and, like, that usually doesn't happen. Usually downtown's a little bit slower for Jazz Fest, and we did fine. We had quite a few people visit us.
Well, we move on.
Yeah.
Jazz Fest is in our rearview mirror, the Arc in our sights as we move forward.
Yep, yeah. It's
going to be a great look for downtown.
It will.
But it reminds me, who's playing this week? You have...
We've got Tom Watson coming down on for our patio play.
Not the
golfer.
Not from Kansas City.
Not the golfer.
No.
No. We're talking locally grown Tom Watson.
Okay.
Yeah. Great artist. Does a lot of 60s and 70s covers, acoustic style, one-man show kind of a thing.
Summer concerts and patio parties, what Bros is known for down here on Phillips.
Well, we're probably going to, I don't want to, like, put this out there too much, but we're
That's
probably
okay. I won't
have,
tell anybody.
We're probably going to have Allison Nash coming back to visit us.
I remember Allison.
Absolutely. Great female singer. She's been overseas for a while, singing on cruise ships and whatnot, and now she's actually out of Nashville. That's where she's living now, but she's still got family here.
I remember when she was in Sioux City and Sioux Falls.
Sioux City and
Wells
Sioux Falls.
Wells Fargo.
Yep. And now she went to, she was at Wells Fargo. That's absolutely right. But now she's out in Nashville, and she's coming back to visit family, and she usually gives me a buzz whenever she's coming back to town, and she's coming back. We'll probably see her soon, so
pay
attention to Bro's Facebook and website.
We'll do that.
We'll keep you posted.
Menu. It's what you're all about, and locally produced foods where you can.
Absolutely. I mean, that's something that's really important to me, and, you know, that's something that we strive to do, and I work with Hikus Family Farms. I work with Harriet Kattenberg out of Seed Time and Harvest, all local producers here in town. You know, that's something that's extremely important to me, and I think is really important to a lot of my clientele as well, that they're not only eating good food, they're eating locally produced food. And that's something we continue to do. And, you know, this is the time of year to be able to do it.
Now, I'd probably mention the gumbo if I
Absolutely.
Was to mention an item, because that's got my attention.
Why would you not?
Well, I know.
Gumbo.
And why wouldn't you add the shrimp to it?
Well, I mean, it's beyond me.
You gotta have shrimp when you have gumbo, or you're not really having gumbo.
Well, yeah, that's debatable.
That's a la carte, you know. That's meatless almost.
Well, chicken and sausage.
Yeah.
I mean,
make the three come together pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, if you're asking me personally, I agree with you 100%.
All right. Other than that,
yeah.
What other menu items you want to tempt the listeners with today?
Well, you know, our pork belly is really good. We also have fresh diver scallops on our risotto, which is one of our better sellers, and if you haven't had that yet, you need to come down and give that a whirl. I mean, scallops about that big around. They're large.
He's showing
scallops.
Me golf ball size.
How about golf ball size scallops?
Yeah.
Or maybe a little bigger. I mean, racket ball maybe? Was that?
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, pretty close to a racket ball. Yeah, around scallops. And, you know, that menu, you know, keep you posted, but that's probably going to change here pretty quick, and we're going to get into more of a midsummer menu.
Now, I listened to your commercial, and it says something about reservations are welcome.
Oh, absolutely. We encourage reservations. You know, I mean, we always want to keep it kind of a spot where people, kind of neighborhood, where people can kind of walk in. But, you know, we have a small place at the end of the day, and it really helps us to be able to seat people efficiently and quickly and take care of them as quickly as possible if they make reservations. But like, you know, the patio in the summertime, that's always first come, first serve. So you can ask for, hey, we prefer the patio if we can on your reservation, but we can't always honor that because, you know, South Dakota tends to have some weather roll through every now and then.
No.
Yeah.
We hadn't noticed that.
I know. It's and I'm bringing it to your attention now.
In his Saint shirt, he's bringing absolutely. That attention to me.
I'm always wearing Saints gear, something.
Yes, you are.
I am.
And occasionally, with the pavilion being nearby, not only Allison, but other acts.
Other acts, absolutely. Come on down. It's been a little bit, excuse me, kind of the slower season, so to speak, with the pavilion right now. But when fall comes around and winter time comes around, it's definitely, we definitely have been known to get a few people in there.
He's Ryan from Bros. I mean, how else could we follow the sculpture walk downtown?
I really don't know.
Than Bros.
I mean, really don't know how.
The name restaurant.
Yeah.
The food that's there. All the activities. You got the Saints shirt on today, talking LSU football.
Absolutely.
Nothing better than this.
Nothing better.
Ryan, we appreciate it, and we hope people come see you at Bros.
Thanks, Bill.
All right. We do need to do my little Comfort King testimonial this morning, what we normally do. And after the Jazz Fest, I was out collecting funds again to keep Jazz Fest free. And all the people that came up and said, thank you for doing that. We enjoy the music. We enjoy Sioux Falls. You know, it's just part of doing it our way. Frank would even like it saying, do it our way. But the Comfort King gave me a chance to go to the factory. My wife could find it. It's near the mall. Obviously an easy thing to find, but it gave us controllers. After 45 years, we're not going to fight over one controller. You got to have two. Her side of the bed needs to be one way. Mine needs to be another. And if we need a massage, it's right in place. The zero gravity. Everything that Chris Larson can put on it is just perfect for the Zortmans. We're now going into our seventh month. We're not fighting as much anymore. And whether it be collecting funds for Jazz Fest, playing a little golf, or just out enjoying the grandkids, Comfort King will work for you. Welcome back. It's your business. Julian Edwards, Connecticut is the official water of It's Your Business. And I have nice ice in my water this morning. Julian, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You know, I was a little surprised. A week ago, we talked about me going over to Keller Williams on the Tony Bachman team, and there I was. I see the preferred clients, and it's Connecticut. And I was really excited to see that because I'm kind of partial to Connecticut, too.
Yes. Well, it was an opportunity to partner with Keller Williams, and it's a good thing for everybody. They know that they can send somebody my way, and I'm going to take care of them, and we have the best equipment in the industry, and everybody's given the best service that we can give as well. And I think that goes a long way when you're talking to another business.
I couldn't agree more. And if people are listening this morning and they need to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
The phone number is 339-3434. Website is ConnecticutSiouxFalls.com.
All right. You're being noticed. Should be. 10 years plus in Sioux Falls. 10 years plus in places in Iowa, my home state. And you have an understanding of the need for a good water system, taking care of customers, and providing, the best drinking water.
And that's what we like to do with people, is we like to sit down with them at their table, or if you're in a business and need some equipment, that's great too. Sit down and really find out the customer's needs. And everybody's needs are a little different. Our equipment is based on quality of water, and a lot of people may have questions about fluoride or chloramines, the grains of hardness they have. If they're on a well, they've got questions about that well. And a lot of people get confused on rural water anymore because a lot, when you get out into the farmer areas, they've all converted to rural water. And a lot of them have the mentality that they probably just don't even need any water equipment anymore. And that's really not the case. Rural water is still hard, and it still has contaminants in it that we can remove for your safety and drinking, and so you have better quality of your coffees and teas and anything that you cook with water.
You say can remove, but maybe the word should be removed.
That's correct. Yeah, I should have probably said should be removed.
But it's the option of the customer to do what they want. But
it is.
But should, with all the things that we talk healthy today, everything that goes, you know, in our mouth, anything that we come in touch with, we have to pretty much understand that health is the end thing.
It is. And a lot of people don't really realize when you're cooking, you really do use quite a bit of water. So if you boil pasta, potatoes, if you steam any kind of vegetables, if you make a Jell-O salad, if you bake a cake and it says put a cup of water in there, you're really cooking all the and baking all the contaminants right into the foods that you consume, and they affect all of our organs that we have inside our body, and that's what we're trying to keep healthy.
All right, we're going to go into some specifics here this morning, and we're talking that the softeners are really based around customers' needs. One size doesn't fit all.
That's correct. One size doesn't fit all. We test everybody's water. And our equipment is based on the recommendations that you, all the hardness that you have in your water. Hardness is basically made up of your calcium and your lime deposits. And that varies. We see anything from 15, and I've got people on well water that is well over 100 grains of hardness, and the equipment's just working beautifully. But that's the beauty of our equipment, is we have larger pieces of equipment, and everything's geared differently for those pieces of equipment than for, like, our city and rural water. But everything's based on the grains of hardness, and that way we can customize that piece of equipment for the hardness that you have in your water. So it's not a one-size-fits-all.
Now, you've mentioned that before, but I've never asked you. Grains of hardness.
Mm-hmm.
What is a number that you can live with?
Well, that you can live with, good soft water should be 0 or 1.
Okay. So, but when you get to 100...
Well, you're kind of really looking at rocks in your water at that point. But, yes, when we get in, we see Sioux Falls and surrounding some of the rural water, we get anywhere from 15 to 25 to 30. And that's kind of more common than the 80 to 100 and above that. But you still need good equipment that works 24 hours a day. And that's why Kinetico is known for their, you know, just for their technology, is that we don't use electricity, and it's all metered. It's geared according to how many gallons of water you're going to use today. Some people do laundry on Wednesday. Some people do it on Saturdays. I mean, it all varies, and it depends on how many children you may have in the home as well, and if they're involved in sports. If you're in sports, you're going to have a lot more laundry to do. I was there one time. I know all about that. So, you know, you just do, everybody has their different uses of water.
The filtration system is something that people maybe don't understand either. Let's go a little bit into that. And you mentioned rural water, you got city water, sometimes you have well water.
Exactly. And our K5 drinking water system right now, it will take out 98% of all the contaminants in the water, which is a very high percentage. If you did if you looked it up, you'd find out that we are the highest one in the industry. And it takes out all of the contaminants that you don't want in there. The only thing that we wouldn't really take out is bacteria, and we have to have a special system for that, but that's on the well side of it. If you're talking just in the city and rural, we do have, it can be customized if you want more minerals put back into your water. We all know that with reverse osmosis, we take those out. And we do have a filter that you can purchase, and it will put those important minerals back in your water. So it's all flexible, and that's what we like about the K5 system.
I kind of like the fact that it's made in the USA. Products ought to be made in the USA if we can do that.
Exactly.
And cutting the cord, which has been pretty important in the strange weather we've had in 2014.
Yes. When we say cut the cord, we mean there is no electricity in our water softeners. And that's what sets us aside from all of our competitors in the industry, is that we know that we can sit at the table and tell you that you're going to have soft water 24 hours a day as long as you have just a little bit of salt in that salt tank. And if you have an electric one, or the electric competitors, they have what they have, we have what we have. But I always say, I can put a $100 bill on the table, that if you have an electric piece of equipment, you're not going to have soft water all the time. And we can't really show that, of course, on the radio or on the phone if you were to call in, but give us an opportunity to come out, just visit with you a little bit, and we can show you all that.
All right. Do you do the visits, the tabletop visits, very common in the industry today, but you also have a trip coming next month that's not that far away.
It's not. I think I'm going south a little bit into Parker, South Dakota, for their great fair that they have every year. And it's just, everybody is so friendly down there, and they just have lots and lots of people down there. They're just, they seems like they come in droves, and which is great. And it's just a nice little fair. And we like to visit with the people that are already clients of ours, but then we always like to visit with those that that might become one of our clients. So we like to visit and just then be able to go into their homes and really visit and look at their plumbing that they might have and answer questions that they have about water.
She's Julian Edwards, Kinetico Water. And if people need to reach you, they call.
Phone number is 339-3434. Website is kineticosufalls.com.
And we appreciate the water coming in this morning. This is probably not 100 hardness, is it?
I don't believe so. Better not be.
Julian, thanks for joining us.
Yep.
And we're proud to have you as the official water of It's Your Business. When we come back, we'll visit with a couple of new guests, all a part of It's Your Business. Welcome back to It's Your Business. This is the first of 2 hours this morning. We've talked about the new ARC coming to Sioux Falls. Once a little money is collected, we've talked the cover story of the week. We visited as well with Bros, and we have Julian Edwards, who has set us straight on water from Kinetico. But we want to introduce you to a gentleman that is from Iowa. Doesn't hurt to be from Iowa, particularly Merritt and Cleghorn, those particular parts of northwest Iowa. Cody Christensen is with Baumgars, and I'm really excited to have Baumgars joining us. Cody, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. I appreciate you having me here.
You know, what I have said, whether it was Cleghorn, Onawa, or whether it be Brandon in South Dakota, what happens outside of Sioux City or outside of Sioux Falls is just as important as what happens inside. And with the fact that you are located with Baumgars stores in many locations, you guys have a real feel in those communities that oftentimes are neglected.
Absolutely. We have a lot of guys that'll stop into our stores, and if they'll say if we don't have it, they probably don't need it anywhere else. We're a four-season stop for a lot of guys. They'll come in for their spring needs, their fall needs, and a lot of your communities like Onawa gets impacted by floods every year, especially during when Omaha and that area flooded a couple years back. We are there to help them out with sump pumps, generators. We're very good about assisting our customers with what needs they need.
Well, you're going to hear from Cody and his people in our ag show. We wanted to introduce you this morning because we're getting close to the fair time, which we're really getting cranked up for here in Sioux Falls. But you're in Canton, correct?
Yes, I'm in Canton.
All right. I'm sure Baumgars was involved with all the emergencies that you had down there. You guys in Lincoln County, and particularly Canton, were hit very, very hard.
Yes, there was a lot of flooding. Our Rock Valley store probably got hit harder than Canton did. We spent a few days down there. They had a few inches of water in the store, and we happened to end up helping clean it out. And we really support all our stores, and we had them open 2 days after that flood happened. And our store, thankfully, wasn't impacted in Canton.
With Rock Valley and also with Canton, the community could have looked and just moved away, much like we had Bros on earlier when New Orleans got hit by Katrina. But people have stayed for the most part. You know, you've got the water that runs through there. That's just one of the things that happens. But Canton and Rock Valley are two fighting communities, and it helps to have merchants like Baumgars in the middle of this to make it all work.
Yeah, absolutely. That's correct. You know, from anything from people needing, you know, your tools and all your farm needs, we do take care of our customers in a lot of ways. You know, Baumgars, we offer deliveries. We understand what it takes to be in a small town and help out. Baumgars, you know, is family-owned. And we're a lot of family-oriented people, and we know what it takes to be in these small towns and help out. Everyone's just trying to make a living, and we do our best to assist everybody the best way we can.
Baumgars is a name that I heard when I was growing up. I'm a little bit older than you are, but I remember Baumgars was a place that we went in Sioux City. And then it spread out into smaller communities as it grew. So Baumgars should not be a new name to people, but if people are coming into rural areas and they go by a store and they say, Baumgars, where have I heard that name? What can they do for me? You'd say, a darn lot.
Absolutely. I'd say we can do a darn lot for a lot of people. And you're absolutely right, Bill. As far as most times of the year, we'll have a bucket sale, 17% off sale every year to help our customers. We sell DeWalt tools. We sell Echo power equipment. We sell steel in a lot of our locations. We do paint. We have clothing. We have a ton of different departments that can help everybody out. As one guy called us the other day shopping in Canton, he called us something close to a mini Menards. We can basically help them out with just about anything they need.
Canton is very fortunate to be in the fastest growing county in South Dakota. Lincoln County has its numbers, and Canton has been very successful. Housing is just a little bit off this year because it had double numbers in 2013 over 2012. But there's, I think, 1,100 people that drive in to work in Canton every day, which when you talk to other communities, they say, why would people come from Laverne, Minnesota, or come from north of Sioux Falls to go to work in Canton? And that's because there are good employers there.
Absolutely. There's very good employers in Canton between, you know, Adams and Baumgars. Canton's a nice little community, and I think the nice part is you keep adding businesses. It gives options to that community to where people maybe don't want to, you know, drive to the city. They want to stay local. And that's what Baumgars is all about, is being a local-based business that helps out anybody we can.
Tell us about your background. You said Cleghorn, Iowa, which is not a big town. I think it's a little smaller than Canton, if I remember Cleghorn. But why you went to Baumgars? Why you feel comfortable helping people in a store like a Baumgars?
You know, I came to Baumgars. I was looking for a job right out of college, and I was found an ad in the paper for Baumgars, and I went and interviewed. And, you know, they're just down-to-earth people that understand what these small towns need. We're not a big company. I mean, we've got about 69 stores. It sounds big to some people, but a lot of farm stores are family-owned. And we do a very good job of reinforcing the fact that it's family first and customers first. You take care of your customers, they'll take care of the business.
And I would guess there are opportunities for people to work at Baumgars in the stores around the Midwest.
Absolutely. We've got plenty of opportunities for a lot of people to work in our stores. We actually added, while our store was being put in, we had two other stores going up. There's plenty of opportunity to work at Baumgars. We hired all our people locally in the Canton area. And our Rock Valley stores and Laverne stores are looking for help also. All the Baumgars stores are a very good place to work. When you get people there, they've stayed there for a lot of years. Some people have stayed there 30-plus years.
Cody Christensen with Baumgars. He is in Canton, has an Iowa background. We mentioned Rock Valley, one of those towns that were truly hit and very much concerned with all the recovery there. But, you know, small towns come together. And sometimes it doesn't take a big box store in a big city to make that happen. It's businesses like Baumgars that rallied and said, we can do this.
That's right, Bill. A lot of our company, or a lot of your companies, your bigger box stores, seem to lose that customer service factor. What we strive to do at Baumgars is learn our customers' names, and they know when they're coming in there, we're going to do what's best for them.
And I don't doubt that. This is the first time I've really met Cody. I've been hearing about Cody for some time, and he's a young man that he looks me straight in the eye and says, we're going to take care of people. And this is something that you know, I'm sure the family instilled in you, that this is what we do in a farm community. And in the farm show that we have on Monday is designed to really take good care of those people, not only on the farm, but those people that are in the city, make them understand what farming and farm communities are all about.
That's absolutely right. You know, a lot of the city people don't understand, you know, what a lot of the hard work sometimes the farming community has to endure. You know, a lot of the city people will come in and they'll want our help and opinions on what's best to feed their pet or what's best maybe to be start doing, like raising chickens, for example. We have a lot of customers who come in the cities and want to know about raising, you know, chicken, stuff like that. And we're good about being patient with them and helping our farm customers all the same.
Well, you're going to be a good partner for us to work with. I'm excited to be able to sit across the table. You've never been on the radio, but I wouldn't know that today, because I think you've represented yourself, your family, Baumgars, Canton and Rock Valley, you know, very, very well. Is there still help people can give to Canton and Rock Valley that have been hit so hard by our flooding in the last month?
There still is some help that we can do. A lot of our customers have been good about helping each other in the communities by helping their customers clean out. I know a lot of people in the Canton area have been, you know, pulling together to take care of things. But if you guys want to stop in and make a donation or anything, just stop in your local Baumgartner's and we can see if we can put that towards helping out those people in need.
All right. And again, you talked about there are some opportunities there. You have a website. You have phone numbers that people can call to check in and see maybe how they put in an app and get themselves on a list. One day they could be, like you are, part of Baumgartner's.
That's right. You can either call your local store or you could call our office or you can go online and fill an application out and that goes straight to the office and then they'll put it towards the store that you are interested in working at.
Cody Christensen. He is at the Canton Baumgartner store. We'll be talking about them in our ag show from here on. We appreciate that opportunity, and we'll try to do what you do. Take care of business.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
When we come back, we'll talk with John of Valentino's, prep you for our 10 o'clock ag hour this morning. All a part of It's Your Business on this Monday.
Growing your family is easy and costs nothing, but the benefits are great. Hi, this is Norville. For as low as $25 per month on Sprint's new Framly plan, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 1 gig of data on the Sprint network. The bigger your Framly, the lower your rate. Save together and get separate bills. Stop into your local Sprint store today and we'll help you build your Framly. Just ask us how. Part friends, part family, all Framly. Happy connecting from Sprint.
For years, Hartford, South Dakota has been proclaimed with punch, we're on the edge of everything. Its citizens and community pride has put us in that proud position today.
Hi, I'm Lynae Redenius, chair of the Hartford Area Chamber. Our business of the month is Medicab Pharmacy, Vince Riley. This modern pharmacy is just one of several professional services in Hartford. Volunteer of the month is Crystal Schroeder, a very, very, very German lady, a 10-year volunteer for the Hartford Library.
Has everything you need. Sunshine Grocery, professional services, Great Life Golf, and the new WOW Entertainment and Fireside. And the Hartford Electronic Newspaper is at thehartfordnews.info. Hartford's a great place to live, work, and play. Click hartfordareachamber.com or call our development director for detailing.
Go ahead, Bill. It's that time again.
Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything.
Agribusiness podcasts, commodities, futures, and more. Click on the Dakota Agriculture Today banner at kello.com. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Well, welcome back to It's Your Business. Coming up in our 10 o'clock hour this morning, Secretary of Agriculture Lucas Lynch was in Washington Friday, and within 24 hours of when that Malaysian plane was shot out of the air, and it did cause some talk about grain with Russians. It also was at a time that we have grain issues of our own back here in South Dakota. The Starks will join us. They're going to be talking rail cars. They're constantly out seeing people across the Midwest. Roger DeRoshi, Plains Commerce Bank, has been looking into farms and grain in storage. Maybe some damage there. Rock Nelson has the Rock Speaks International this morning, SGS, talk about their testing for quality feed on the international side of the ledger. Rick Shields, our Midwest Communication Farm Director, will be talking about farm framing. Scott Verilek had the commodity report this morning. And this is a week that's supposed to be very, very hot. And we remember very, very cold. So we're going to have the hot and the cold of it. Warren Arushi at SDSU will talk about the effects that heat could take on livestock this week, while South Dakota's Stock Growers Executive Director Sylvia Christian has some notes from the big losses and donations and payouts during the cold weather. But John gets to be here this morning and help us launch a new contest with Valentino's. Hadn't told him about it yet, but we're telling John and you at the same time. John, good morning to you.
I should award my beanie cap today.
Yes, you should. How about the other John? Are you ready for this?
I sure am.
All right, we're going to do a little salad contest, and the first caller that is correct will win dinner for two at Valentino's. And again, the salad is because of what, John?
The salad is because we're just trying to encourage you to make your mama proud and
try it sometime.
Being that I've never eaten a salad in all my years. This has been tough. And Joy has had the consultants and has hidden these questions until now. And the first question this morning, and we're looking for one answer to call 336-1320. How many beans in the 6-bean salad? Now, that's a tough one. It may be an obvious answer. Maybe it's not. 336-1320, the one answer that comes in correct that we give will win dinner for two at Valentino's, and maybe even I'll come join you. It is senior day at Valentino's, John.
It sure is. Seniors 55 and older get 10% off the lunch and dinner buffet today.
Well, and that's going to be an important thing for people to have on a Monday. You do have the great Italian buffet. You've got all the options. And the question, of course, John is wanting to know now is how many beans there are in the 6-bean salad. And there is an obvious answer to that, but, you know, we'll do what we have to do. But the pizza, the pasta, the lasagna, the sauces, the fried chicken, the soup that fits in warm weather. So what do you think?
Well, that's great, but you forgot the biggest thing that fits in this warm weather is that cool salad bar.
The cool salad bar.
Yes, to cool off and refresh yourself with a salad today.
The calls are coming in. Somebody wanted to know if in the 6-bean salad, if there were 3. And that 7 wasn't the answer either. So we've tried 3 and 7. Somewhere in between 3 and 7 is the 6-bean salad. And we're looking for the winner. The first correct answer gets a dinner for two at Valentino's. But, John, you had a big weekend with Jazz Fest, and I would guess that even with your brunch and all the activity, it was a pretty good weekend.
Yeah, it was. You know, there's so much going on in this town. It's we're kind of really blessed in that way, the way the city has gone out. And there's so much action going on in this town. It's hard not to have a busy weekend anymore in this town.
Well, nobody has guessed the right number on the 6-bean salad yet. The guess has been 3 and 7, and somewhere in between is the correct answer. And I think I'm hearing a big laugh in the background by the gentleman that won, so we'll get his name in a minute. But tell Joy that was a tough question. It took 3 people to call in to guess how many beans in a 6-bean salad. Oh, my goodness.
I'll let her know. I'll see if I can get her on next hour.
Well, and what I'll try to do is maybe for the first guest, I'll come in and we'll go through the salad bar and he can pick or she can pick, and then we'll see what I pick. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
All right. There is carryout, too, at Valentino's.
Yeah, there sure is, especially over lunch. We got some great lunch express values ranging from $4 to $6.75, so...
Well, and you do have the two soups in the warmer weather. When do you go to the 3?
Basically, when it gets a little chillier, after kids get back in school, and the weather gets a little chillier, it's probably going to be October, maybe. Unless, of course, the demand, and I shouldn't say that over the air, they'll start demanding the third soup sooner, I guess.
All right, we're in our last few seconds. John, do we have a winner?
Yes, we do. Jerry Bosey from Rock Valley, Iowa. Got 6 beans, correct?
There you go. The answer was 6 beans. We'll do that again on Friday, if that's okay with you, John.
That sounds great.
All right. That does it for hour number 1. Our time is up. We thank you for yours.